So if you listen to Rush Limbaugh, and I have for years and years and years, going back to his early days, you have to realize that, yeah, he may be the voice of conservatism, not so much republicanism. Is that a word? But conservatism. But sometimes he likes to put his foot in his mouth. Some people will say in his big mouth, and even he will agree that he went too far this last time. But this commentary isn't about Rush and what he said and what has transpired since then, his sponsors leaving, etc., etc. It's how the media and how the government has responded to it, in particular the President of the United States and most mainstream media. Let's go back to May 25th, 2011, in MSNBC. And MSNBC has suspended a guy by the name of Ed Schultz. I know nobody watches MSNBC, but he actually was a right-wing radio guy, believe it or not, before he went to MSNBC. He was the host of The Ed Show. He was suspended for 1 week for without pay for calling conservative talk show host Laura Ingraham a right-wing slut on his syndicated radio program. Remarks of this nature, MSNBC management said, are unacceptable and will not be tolerated. MSNBC said Schultz will address the remarks on his show and begin his leave immediately afterwards, and that's exactly what he did. However, we never heard too much about that, in my opinion. The sponsors in the mainstream media, and in particularly the government, didn't go after that, but Rush, with his millions and millions of listeners and his obvious hatred from the left, is a target now because of his big mouth. He's apologized. Let's let that be. Obviously, in this tense time, people, commentators, those that have a voice to be heard or want their voices to be heard will say things that, well, they should have thought about before they said them. And Rush Limbaugh is one. But MSNBC and Ed Schultz, there was no such backlash and great big furor when he said what he said, although nobody watched MSNBC. So it's, you know, a little bit different, I guess. The pot calling the kettle black. Am I allowed to say that or not? Maybe I'll get in trouble now. But the left have to look at their own sometimes. What's the old saying? Don't throw stones in a glass house. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.